Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Oh, fair exchange, baby. From me to you, but I know you've got your own reason for making me wait, and I know.
One of my special divas standing in for my regular co-host. I got my Lisa Lips here with me. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm good. How are you?
I am. I am. I can
trust me, I understand that.
You know, life is life, and it is what it is. This thing is unexpected, but it is what it is. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Diva's Talk, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Absolutely. Always. Never go without them.
Okay, okay. I my favorite is the poet bracelet.
Yeah, I love those. I think I got a few of them.
I have a few of them myself. My kids kind of came in and raided my jewelry box, so they took a few of them from me. But I think I still have like two poet bracelets left. No, actually, I have three. One of them's hidden.
Okay.
That's the one that I have. I actually have a poet necklace to match it.
Mm-hmm.
I keep that in a jewelry box way underneath of some junk in my junk drawer. because that's
right.
Special for me to wear on certain special occasions. They ain't getting that. Okay. Before I continue, I want to send a thank you and a big shout out to a person who is not only a good friend of mine, he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, CEO and creator of Raw Links, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of here tonight. And you can actually, I'll tell you where to acquire them. But first, let me tell you his name. He goes by the name Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah. Now, you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry, excuse me, on Amazon, on Instagram, and on Raw Links, BRAW at Facebook.com. And guess what? If you can't get them at any one of those sites, make sure you holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with something that he has created or something that you want him to design of your choice. You won't regret it, but get in on them Raw Links. Now, Diva, tonight,
uh-huh.
You know, I came up with this thing where we would like to know, what do you do to set the mood for your mate to have the night of their life? How does their day start off?
I think back on it. But I think I would start the day, you know, making like something that I know they really enjoy for breakfast, or making a lunch for them to carry with them when they leave. Spend the day like setting up things the way I want. Candles are in the right place. The right scents are sprayed in the air, you know, all that kind of stuff, all that good stuff. So that, and then, you know, have a meal prepared, but one that can stay in the oven if it needs to. So when things get rolling, there's no barriers to us. Oh, I got to go turn the oven off type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a time when I used to spend like an entire day. I remember once in my 20s, I was dating someone and we had moved in together. And I said all that day, I changed my hair color and bought colored contacts. He left home to a brown-eyed brunette and came home to a green-eyed blonde.
What? That's all right. That's all right. Okay. That sounded really, really good so far. Oh, man. Oh, wow. Anything else you want to add?
And I used to enjoy the art of the seduction when I had somebody to spend it on, but I've kind of gotten rusty now.
Okay. That's a thought. That's a thought. Rusty,
what,
girl.
Go ahead. So what about you? I'm sure that you have some little ritual things that you do when you're making that preparation.
Well, it's been so long. And I mean, it's been so long. I haven't forgotten how to woo my partner. If I had one, my day would start with, well, of course, the loving before we get out the bed. But yeah, the whole day would be planned out. I flirt with my partner all the time, I believe, and that should never stop. So that's a normal thing, but it would be like I would put a little extra on it, you know, some butt pinches and some kisses on the neck out of nowhere, just a little bit more than what I would normally do. And me, I'm a gifter. I love to give something material, you know, so, yeah, the meal would be mapped out. Everything would be marinating and prepped and just ready to go right in. And I would probably run out to the store, grab a gift if I didn't get it the day before. And it would just be like I'd be pampering him. I'd mm-hmm. give him a pedicure, a manicure. It would be the norm, but it would just, like I said, I would put the extra on it, you know? And then when dinner time comes, I would probably call one of his friends and tell him, come and get him for a little while, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I can just set up everything. So when he comes through the door, I'll get the wide-eyed look. I love that. Like, oh, man, you know? And that particular night, I would be feeding him. literally.
Okay.
I would just, like, be sitting next to him just, like, you know, and whatever he wants to talk about, you know, mm-hmm. have some nice wine. I'm a wine drinker. I'm not so much into the liquor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he would probably have a particular drink. I would mm-hmm. have that ready for him. And then it just go from there. I ain't gonna get into detail from there. After dinner, it'd be we'll have dessert, but then it'll be a special treat after dinner. No. He don't have to put no work at night, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Bath drawn, you know, I'm going to scrub his scalp for him and everything and do all of that good stuff. So, yeah. Yeah. Like that.
I kind of can go along with pretty much everything you said except for scrub it. I don't know about the pedicure because men's feet be rough.
You know what? All throughout my marriage,
mm-hmm.
I took care of my husband's feet because he was horrible with them. When I first met him, girl, we finally moved into our first apartment together.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, when that man used to come home from work and take them boots off, the room, it was so, the smell was so bad. That, I mean, his feet didn't look bad, but he had a bad case of athlete's foot. And that smell was so bad, it literally would take my breath away. It was like choke me. And I'm like, no. And I worked with a lot of different women, especially Spanish women, and I'm like, I don't know what to do about his feet. Okay. And men don't go to the doctors like they're supposed to.
No.
They just let it go. And I was talking about to one of the Spanish women, and she's an older lady. She said, honey, I have the perfect thing for you. My husband's feet smell so bad. Yes, I know. And blah, 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 blah. And she gave me this mint foot wash. It came in like this industrial size container. And she said, I keep a big supply of this here. You can have this wine. Girl, listen. I brought that thing home and had I went and picked up one of those foot spas. And I filled it up with that, with the water, and I poured some of that stuff in there and just was like, come on, I'm going to do your feet. Okay. I just want you to sit back and relax. And I also went out and got some of that cream, that foot fungal cream, and I just took
Good
care of me, and I made sure to do that every week, every weekend. I was giving him the treatment because I was not going to spend the rest of my life with a man that with feet that was just like you could bottle that smell and ship it to the enemy, and it would end the war. I refuse. To live like that. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. I'm trying to tell you. It was horrible. I had never experienced it.
You took up doing pedicures for your own defense.
Girl, And he was loving it. He was spoiled because he hadn't had a woman in his life. And the women that he did deal with, they were just like, you know, so he could get his shit off and keep it moving. And that was it. It was not anything deep, no kind of real relationship. And I came in and was like, no, I love you, but I'm not going to torture myself. So it's something got to be done. I went out, did my research, and I found out exactly what to do. And then it led to regular foot rubs, manicures. I always did my own nails pretty much. So I knew I knew what I was doing. And I spent a little bit of time at cosmology school. So I knew a little bit of the ins and outs of how to make you look pretty and feel good while you get, you know, so. And his ass didn't appreciate it, but that's how I treated him all the time. He got that almost on a daily basis, really, with the foot massage and everything. So, you know, and I just put a little bit of extra in it on that certain days. So. Yeah, I'm not going to torture myself. It was enough dealing with his personality. But the true personality didn't show up. Like, that monster didn't reveal itself until he got me in a particular position. But I'm not going to get into that. We're supposed to be talking about the special night. You know?
Right.
And I'm going to leave it at that. So... What I'm going to do, because we are actually a little bit past the half hour into the hour, it's time to pay a bill real quick. I'm going to do that, and we're going to be right back. And Diva, maybe you can take over the music, because I usually call a couple of other male poets the maestro, but you are the maestro tonight, so... See if you can find something. Bill, we'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Diva, did you happen to come across a song while we was paying the bill?
I was having a little trouble getting logged in, so I'm just now getting in here.
Okay. Well,
let me see what I can find here.
Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead and take your time with that. And I'm going to start us off with a piece. Is that all right?
That sounds like a winner to me. Me adjust the spotlight for you.
All right.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. Now, this is not nothing new. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard this before, but I'm going to give it to you again. All right? This is called Spiral Season. She used to write poetry. When he filled her world with sunshine and rainbows, like, if only I could send my love to the moon every night, it would shoot straight to you on the dust of stars. Cover your heart and light the way to me, because I knew I'd found my happy. When your eyes read the story my soul was telling, and it claimed my smile when your arms became my safe haven. But bitterly her sanity abandoned her the day she kissed clarity. That was the day she understood how this world will leave you torn and scarred, finding yourself in a spiral season when they bring the sun to you then turn cold as ice. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nobody loves more than the brokenhearted, and no one has more patience than a wounded healer who just wants to love and be loved. And there's nothing more deafening than when you can hear how loud silence is while you're in it alone, falling apart, and you're praying for something to break that silence. But when you're broken inside, any sound is like waves crashing upon the rocks. You try to fix yourself in indulgent ways, but your body's weak and head filled with doubt as you try to remove all of you from it, while telling yourself it's just not fair. But don't turn around, don't you dare. See, I believed it when they told me that love doesn't give up on you, but you can't love someone wholeheartedly if your heart is in pieces. So I asked you not to wish me away during the discovery of our heightened indifferences. You said okay, but just as I was getting used to us again, you took your heart and ran. And now I've got a broken heart to mend again and brand new scars to tend. Now I stand at the ocean's edge in awe of unblemished charm in such natural abundance. Air, water, light, and sand, loving it all the while still holding on to remnants of what linger because it feels safe. So I have to learn to turn off the urge to know what could have been. And this garden will flourish once again. And that's that piece.
I love that piece. I've heard you do it before, but I love that piece.
Thank you. You know what? That was the wrong piece. But it's a piece. It's a piece. That was not what I had planned on doing, but it is what it is, you know.
Well, maybe I can bring that one back a little later.
Okay. So, Diva, Ms. Lips, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Kind of like you, it's an older piece, but I haven't done it in a while. It's called I Wonder.
The mic is yours.
All right. I wonder how it feels to be draped across your chest like wet silk, feeling the breeze of your breath in my hair, to inhale your scent like the smell of night jasmine on a summer's evening. I wonder how you taste the salted sweetness of your skin, the sugary goodness of your kisses as I suck on your nectar, the brine of your ocean as it surges forth your tide. I want to feel your warmth like the sun through the trees on a hot evening as the day subsides, soothing yet stimulating to my body. I want to listen to the melody of your baritone as it rumbles its way through your chest on its way to escape your exquisitely formed lips, all the while sinking my heartbeat to your drumline so that I can march through life with you. All these things and more I wonder, pondering for my true king to arrive. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
See, you got me searching. you have this way. I don't know. It's just the way that you say what you say. There is a certain, what is it? It's something about the way you say your words, but you have this little drag of them at the end of your line. I don't know what to call it, but it's seductive. It's soft, and it's direct. And it just, I don't know what to call it. I hate being at a loss for words. I'm figuring out what it is, and I'll tell you. But I love to listen to you spit your pieces, because especially pieces like this, when they are provocative and or erotic or sensual, you just give it that extra oomph when you're reading them, because you have that flow and that tone that is, it gives me direct eye contact when you spit. This is what I see. I see you looking directly into his eyes and spitting and saying these words to him, or just seducing him like that. That's just what I get from you when I hear you spit your pieces. And this is, yeah. Yeah. It's good.
This one was more of a fantasy, wondering about somebody that I had no business wondering about.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I just put it down, all the wonderings that I had, and made the final line be about the actual true king that should be coming in my life instead of whatever I'm lusting for when I'm thinking I'm writing this piece.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Did you happen to find something?
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, let's get a song up in here before we open up this first mic.
Okay.
I've been looking at you all night. That I was the one girl.
Ooh, trying to get myself off mute. That is my jam. I love me some October London. You hear me?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is, London October, whenever. I love his music. He has brought back to life the silky soul singer, Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how he sounds just like him. Wow.
Yeah,
you can
he even like takes the pacing in the same way and just takes his time with the song.
Yes, he does. Now, you can hear just a slight difference because we all know Marvin, you know, but he got it to a T. Even the music, the tune, the melody, all of that, he has grasped every part of Marvin, and it's amazing. But enough with that, Diva. Let's get to opening up these microphones. I believe who we have up first is Mr. Automatic Matic. Good evening and welcome to Diva's Talk. I believe that is him. That has that is a common occurrence with him. And it's okay. It's okay. It is all right. You know, life be life, and like I said, you know,
absolutely.
It's all right.
Man. When you get tired, man, sometimes there ain't no fighting it.
Listen, when your body needs something, it's going to let you know. And if you don't give it what it needs, one way or another, it's going to get you. It's going to, now listen, I'm hungry or I'm sleepy or I'm tired, okay, or frustrated, whatever, but I need you to do something, okay? One of the poets said, the Sandman is undefeated. You got that right.
Man, when the Sandman strikes, it is over.
Man. Absolutely, absolutely. It's all right, though. It's okay. Now, what I want to say is, everybody, I see y'all listening. I ain't got no hands raised, though. I don't know. Maybe they just want to hear us go back and forth and do some poetry. And if that's the case, Diva, I got something else I can give to y'all, if you don't mind. I mean,
absolutely. I can sit and listen to your poetry all evening, so.
Oh, that's what's up. All right, well, I got something. This is called My Heaven on Earth.
All right, mic is yours.
Thank you. Taste me. You give my skin a testimony every time we touch. Because you breathe life into me with every word and the sound of your voice brings my overflow. As you allow the stress of my day to run down your chin and I am just enamored with how you love to bathe in it. And your selflessness, sharing the taste of me with you. Our sexual energy exchange goes beyond an act of passion. It's an honor and reverence of the worship to love itself. You are my divine counterpart because you penetrated my soul long before you penetrated my flesh. As you touch me there and there, right there, my entire energy is tempered as yours lingers inside me, and I inhale the thought of we. Every time you part my lips, the gates of heaven open up to my heart, and I just want to fuck every one of our fantasies out of us. Because I love the way you look at me when Once again, the selflessness of you sharing the taste of me with you. You know I really, really like that. You are the only one who possesses the quality to make my sacred space home. Face me again and scribe our next chapter of this celestial gathering of stardust and moonlight with your tongue. Bring the lips you've made home. Because just as spring inevitably seasons over into summer, I fall in love with our love story endlessly. You stimulate the poet in me. So wrapping my mind around you feels so damn good. Your energy is like water glistening as if the stars were echoing their story in the opening night sky. And it moves my pen stroke, creating masterpiece after masterpiece. I didn't think it was possible to be alive and get this close to heaven. But it is. And that's that piece.
Yeah, that was a little steamy.
You started it with the steam.
But it's not just the steam that the words themselves make. It's your expression of it. I love the sound of your voice, and I love how passionate you are with your poetry, whether you're reading something about political issues or you're reading love songs. It has this quality that just draws you in, and I love hearing you spit.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. You brought it out because that piece that you did, I was like, oh no, we doing sensuality. Yeah, let me find something that's not too, you know, raw, but just spit. Yeah, that was your fault. Okay. But speaking of your fault, what else you got up in that arsenal of yours?
I did it the other night when we did Sensual Saturday. This is a new piece.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna move out of the way. Let me fix this spotlight just a little bit. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called Eternally. He moves me. Just presence in my presence is a present unmatched. And when he touches me, the chills and thrills of his arms wrapped gently round my waist, hands caressing the small of my back, feels like the tingle of fresh peppermint to the tongue as he leans in, engulfing me in his pheromones and his favorite cologne, making me giddy with his heady scent. And then he speaks to me. Tenor near baritone whispers, "Hey, baby, miss me?" Makes me giggle like a schoolgirl. Yet my body is full grown, aware that his voice moves oceans like Moses' staff, raising the waters within me. As I watch his mouth, beautiful lips, speaking simple hellos, yet I'm shook by just their form, 'cause he moves me like no other. This man, my blessing, who counts me as his queen and stands proudly by my side eternally. And lips, he's just been serviced.
Can you please Give me that last stanza.
Because he moves me like no other can. This man, my blessing, who counts me as his queen and stands proudly by my side eternally.
You have such a way of stating what it is that you're feeling, and not only are you letting us know, but you are telling your lover, this is exactly how you make me feel. This is what you do for me. And, oh, God, I love that. It's just, it's so good. It's really just like, yeah. Well, I tell you what, Diva, and I want to thank you for that beautiful piece. We got some hands raised up in here, okay?
Okay.
We will try and go back to auto a little bit later, but we got a couple of Epiphany family members coming up in here getting ready to spit, and these are powerhouses, hear me? I wish I could write like them, but it is what it is, you know? So we're going to get into this next artist on the mic. Is also a member of the Epiphany family and a host on Monday Night Show, King and Queen's Quarters. We got ourselves a Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury. What's up, King? Welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
I'm cool. You know, sitting over here at the plant, you know what I'm saying? So I had a moment to resonate and come through on the show, fortunately, God willing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And it is definitely appreciated. Absolutely. Got my diva chilling with me tonight. You know, she had to come in a clutch.
Hey, what's happening? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been good. I know, right? Yeah, we definitely got to work on a piece together. Ain't forget that.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm down.
Oh, I feel
Go easy on me. I mean,
you lead off. Okay. I like following your lead.
Okay.
Oh, no. This time, let me follow your lead.
Okay. We'll have to work it out.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
That's what's up. All right. So tonight, the question is, what do you do to set the mood for your mate to have the night of their life? Well, how would that day start? Just, you know, give us a run through of that type of day leading up to the perfect night.
Eye contact?
Okay.
Smile and eye contact. Which I call
okay.
Smiling eyes.
Smiling eyes. Okay. That'll work. Do you make a special deal?
Looking. Huh?
Huh? I said,
do you just by looking?
Okay.
That's what starts the whole thing.
Oh, that's what starts it off. Okay. What do you do throughout the day? Do you flirt with your mate? Because I continue, well, if I have, man, I'm going to flirt with him. That's just me. But do you flirt with your person?
Single dude out here, so I flirt around. But what I did have, when I was exclusive, flirted all the time. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what kept everything in motion. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up.
Before she left out to work, she came home from work anytime, anywhere. We could be in the store.
Oh, okay.
I'd still be, you know, I'm just that type of guy.
I hear that. I'm mad at you. That's what's up, Ken. All right. Well, thank you for that. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I got this piece, you know what I'm saying, I wrote a couple of days ago. So I figured I'd bring it to the show.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece I titled Interscope. Hold on for a minute. Nah, somebody was calling me. Sorry about that. This piece is titled Interscope. When I lose control, I'm the lovely woman centerfold. Them ladies want the old Joe. Instead, they get Sergio. Hot Hands Harris is what they once called me. But I'm a Washington Atterbury, fulfilling the dark fantasy. Coming to your life like a thief inside the night. It's a different type of feeling to your emotions when I'm hyped. I'm a plumber, waking them up with warmth like the summer. Long Ranger gunner, box stunner with the lumber. Comfortable lay, only to visit, not to stay. After the sexual display, I'm out the door, on my way. Dressed in light green, big and braids well-groomed. I'm that high between the thighs with half of me consumed. Nature boy, black Ric Flair, exploiting poetry. Mostly and closely moving that body remotely. Exhibiting my wordplay, whisper words nice and softly. Have I open like breakfast in the morning, espresso coffee. Strong and warm, when I perform with my tenderloin, it's a double-minded feeling, as if a Gemini joint. Hope you're good on the breathing, as I keep on feeding. Hope you're enjoying the evening, pleasing, from a man that you believe in. Exit from the bed, get dressed, and hit the door. Last words from me and more. Tomorrow, please give me a call. And that's that piece.
Damn.
Okay.
Right. That, you know, when you fit the, when you write, a lot of your ego is in there, but it's not overbearing. It's not to the point where you'd be like, motherfucker think he is. It's like, okay, let's get it type ego, you know, and that's what I get from it. And I love to hear the confidence in it because your words are very, very direct and intentional. And it just takes you to a place of you'd be like, it relaxes you, but at the same time, you're like, God damn, is it really like that?
Thank you.
And I think,
hey,
you know,
games when I like to go right in. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody coming to games and shit. You know what I mean? I ain't wasting nobody's time. You know what I'm saying? Word.
I know that's right. Yeah, that was
Leo.
Dope. I know.
You,
I tried to keep them. You know what? I'll be trying to keep from saying that so much because y'all Leos do have an ego. My son is a Leo. In every sense of the motherfucking word, he's a Leo, okay? And my husband was a Leo. So, and I got a girlfriend who, I have a couple of girlfriends that are Leo, so I know Leos. And I'm tight with all of them. But motherfuckers got ego here.
Listen, I was raised by a Leo.
Strong confidence, that's all.
It's all right, though. It's
we believe in ourselves. We believe in ourselves. That's why. You know what I mean? No arrogance.
Absolutely.
Just strong confidence.
I hear you. I hear you.
It can't come out. It can be displayed out like an ego, but, you know, it's just strong confidence. We believe in ourselves, and we believe what we do to be true.
Oh, and that's what's up. I'll subscribe to that because if you don't, nobody else will. And that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Diva, what you got for that?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. The way he spits, it gives you that duality of mind. Part of you wants to go, who do you think you're talking to? But the other part of you goes, yeah, daddy.
I know. But you know what? I'm a Pisces. I'm water. But for some reason, a lot of fire signs are drawn to me. And I don't know what it is. I get along really, really well. I pretty much get along with everybody, but there's certain ones out there that I ain't gonna mention because I don't want to offend nobody. But I noticed that fire signs are really, really drawn to me. I think it's I don't know what the hell it is, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah, I think when they get a little heated, I kind of like sprinkle some water on them, kind of like bring that flame down and just turn it into like a nice calm after a while. Yeah, because y'all be like ready to like disappear from
body. Like, how do you play? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, and I'll be trying to be like, yo, just breathe easy, baby. Breathe easy. Let's think about this for a second. But yeah, you are a dope poet. Right? You are a dope poet, and I've been a fan from day one. And I appreciate you coming through and sharing that. But before I let you skate up out of here and go over there to the Temptation Station, can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Oh, man, Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Me, Sergio Atterbury and the Divas of Epiphany, rocking it out. You know what I mean? Come through. You know what I mean? Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I mean? So we can all get it popping. Word.
That's what's up. Don't you have some other things going on now? Because, you know, come across a couple of things.
Oh, yeah, you can check me out on Blog Talk, King Atterbury Inc., you know what I'm saying? I got a show called Talk That Talk, you know what I'm saying? Where the following week, Wednesday and Friday, I'm going to be talking a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's real shit, no comedy, you know what I'm saying? So come through, you know what I'm saying? Wednesday, 1 p.m., Talk That Talk, Friday, 1 p.m., House of Thoughts. Come through. Express yourself. No holds barred. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's what's up. All right. Diva, if you don't mind, would you escort King Atterbury over to Temptation Station where he can grab himself something to drink, something to smoke, and to sit back, put his feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, one love, one mic.
One love, one
Come
mic.
Come on, man. One love, one mic.
Yo, you know, it's so much talent. So much talent. Everybody is that's up in here. I'm looking at the callers is truly, truly gifted. And what makes it even more special, everybody is unique to their own. Nobody is the same. No two people sound the same. None. And I learn from that, and I love being among it. It just works for me. I'm just so appreciative. I am. I really am. Oh wow,
yeah.
Diva, we got another. Like I said, we got some family members up in here. We got another family member up in here who I recently had to kind of like disinherit for a little bit because the poetry that this poet been given is not for family members. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I've heard some of this fire.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to tell you. It's delicious, though. All right, mm-hmm. So without further ado, let's open up this mic to Paul Cram, the poet. What's up, nephew? Welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Miss Liz?
I'm good. I finally got used to you enough now that I don't fangirl out every time I hear your voice.
Yeah, you can do that. Trust me.
I'm losing family members. I see.
That's all right. I'm just standing a little bit further away from you. I don't stand so close to you now.
Other than Epiphany, I ain't never count him as family. I was always a fangirl.
I kind of adopted him. I mean, I've been a fan, but I kind of adopted him when he came into Epiphany. But then certain things started taking place with her and poetry, and I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on now. I wasn't ready. Look, Kevin Hart said, no, I wasn't ready. I truly appreciate it. It's nothing but love for you, and you know that. So
much love.
Tonight,
appreciate it.
Tonight, the question is, what do you do to set the mood for your mate to have the night of their life? How does that day start, and what do you do throughout that day to bring it to that amazing evening for them?
I'll be totally honest with you. It has everything to do with her. I feel like if you know your partner well enough, you will know exactly what will put that smile on their face, so you can make that plan for that whole day. You know, so depending on what she's into, I just make sure that I know that I pay attention to her. You have to study your partner. So I'll just do all the things that I know will put a smile on her face. And at the end of the night, I know she'll put a smile on mine.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. I've heard, I haven't so much heard the women say this, but a few men, I've heard them say, I remain a student of falling in love with her and how to. And I thought that right there was just like, it was sexy, it was beautiful, and it's so true. If you want to, you know, be a part of your partner's life, keeping them falling in love with you and you falling in love with them every day, it's not only possible, but it's a reality. It should be. I think it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm telling you. I'm a hopeless romantic, though. I'm a Pisces. I stay in my head in fantasy land, so I'm always in love. Okay? Ain't got to be nobody there. I'm just in love with being in love. So I appreciate that. I really do. Yeah. Paul Graham.
That's funny you said that, because my piece tonight is towards that, but opposite.
Oh shit! Is that you giving sisters a heads up?
No, it's still good. It's actually not an erotic piece.
Okay, all right. Clutching my pearls for a second. Okay,
right.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm in love with the idea of being in love. But in reality, I must be toxic because honestly, I feel like love is just a scout for the army of despair, entering my life just to expose my vulnerabilities, to create a target for pain to attack. See, love has never truly loved me. Love has caused me lots of grief. As a matter of fact, love has caused more grief in my life than anything else I can remember, but like a fiend, I yearn for love. I crave for love. I desperately want to feel love flow through my veins as if I tied a belt around my arm and injected myself with it, because we all know that love is a dangerous and addictive drug, so I do my best to avoid love at all costs, because my next relapse might lead me to a place much darker than the rehab of my depression. But love, well, love is a hell of a drug. Love must have been produced at the Carter Apartments with Nino, because it keeps calling me.
Love keeps calling me, and the part of me that remember moments of happiness, times of smile and laughter, you know, the beginning moments of love, wants to answer the call so bad. But another part of me immediately rejects the call, reaches out to the carrier to have the number added to a list of spam, changes my email, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, Snapchat, WhatsApp, even delete my TikTok if it means correspondence would stop between me and love, because I can't allow love to turn me back into a junkie. Searching for a high that would never be achieved, but something has to feed that urge, and although it would never give me the same feeling of real love, I have embraced a synthetic version called lust. Lust leaves me with the feeling that something is missing, but I accept that over the pain of love. See, love leaves me every time decides not to love me anymore. I have to deal with that pain, so maybe one day things will change. Maybe one day I can be like a lot of people and be a functional addict, happily living my life addicted to love, walking around hand in hand, convincing people that love is the greatest drug on the planet. But one day is not today. So I think it's best if I just remain sober. In peace.
Wow, that was powerful.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting that, but you know what? I think we have all gone through that stage of feeling like maybe I'm just here to give love and, you know, advice and comfort. Maybe love wasn't meant for me in this lifetime, because I have damn sure been there mentally. And like I said, I am in love with being in love. This piece, I got so much to say about this piece, but it's going to take too long to get it out. But this piece is super, super powerful, because so many of us have felt this way at certain time in our lives, man. And it can get to you to the point where you feel like, you know what, just fuck it. It is what it is. I'm not even going to remain open to it. You know, it's nothing there for me. But guess what? When the universe decides to send Cupid your way, you're going to get kicked in the ass, but it's going to catch you. And you'll be like, you're going to be deep up in it before you even realize you're in it. I said that to a couple of people, and if they listening, they know who they are. I ain't going to put them on Front Street. I ain't going to put them on blast, but I'm pretty good at calling it, you know. But this piece was, it was amazing. It was very heartfelt, and the transparency of it. I know sometimes it's hard for us to be transparent, but it is greatly appreciated, and it's necessary. It is so needed. So thank you. Man.
Thank you.
Mate. Welcome. Eva.
That I know exactly how it feels, you know. The last relationship I was in pulled the rug out from under me, and trust me, I had put my trust in that person to an extent that I don't normally do. And for them to pull the rug out from under me the way that they did, it really changed the way I look at everything. You know, because if you can look me in the face that blatantly and lie, then what image am I putting out that makes you be able to lie that easily to me? And I take it. So trust me, I understand that piece more than I can say.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a piece that, like, as far as me, like, it was something that needed to be written. It was something that I needed to get off of my chest. Like, I'm learning more so now that my pen is more than just, you know, more than just this
talent, this is therapeutic for me. Like, it helps with my sanity. So, like, that was something that had to just get off of my chest.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because you can't write like that. You can't write like that if you ain't truly feeling it.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, if this is therapeutic for you, I hope you never stop coming to therapy. Okay? Because this is
no
necessary.
Doubt.
Your pen is so dope. And your flow, your style, everything about you, man, I just love it, and I appreciate you for it. Now, before we let you skate off into Temptation Station, grab yourself something to drink and all that good stuff, can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Yes, yes, yes. Next week we have the Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network presents Smoking Word, hosted by me, Paul Cram, the poet. So come join me at the Burbers and Bars Lounge, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. We will be discussing mental health. Like, I want to know, what do you do for yourself to maintain your mental health? You know, we give a lot to others. What do you do for you so that you have something to give to others? So, but it's definitely an open mic. Bring whatever you want to bring. Bring your favorite cigar. I definitely have one ready. The humidor is open. So once again, just meet me at the Bourbons and Bars Lounge, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yo, I got to say something. How are you just going to come up in here, join the family, and bring it's so wicked and so dope and sexy. The name of your show, and then the lounge that we go to. How are you just going to come up in here like that? That is some fly shit. I'm trying to tell you. That's all I got to say. Okay? It is, man.
Appreciate
you too. All right, Diva, would you kindly escort Paul Cram over to the Temptation Station where he can grab himself something to drink. He can sit back, put his feet up, and take his socks. Baby, one love.
It is my pleasure.
One love, one love.
Come on, love, let's walk.
I got you, baby.
Yo, I got a song I want to play for that PC just did, Diva.
Okay.
This one. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Divas Talk, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? Diva, we got another caller up in here, another artist waiting to get on the mic. But before I open their mic, I'm going to give them the dial-in number. That is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. And this, I think I know who this is. I ought to recognize this number by now, because this is somebody I've been calling on a regular basis, giving us their talent. I'm going to open up this next mic to Sinister Spittle. Welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
It's my Friday. I'm fucking fantastic. And
awesome.
Come Friday, I turn 46 on this earthly rotation, and I'm looking at the best years of my fucking life, so I'm doing fantastic.
I am not going to argue with that. Actually, I'm going to subscribe to that. Yes. Okay. That'll work. So, I'm glad you called in again. Man, I'm getting used to you calling in. I hope this don't stop, okay? Because, you know, it's a shock to the system when we don't hear from you for a long time.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's nice to be, you know, appreciating the love. I thank you, you know. And the lonely sometimes devours me, and you doing shows and being here for me helps fill that void. So I appreciate you just as much. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Yes, it is all love. Me and my diva in here, we chilling, and we are interested in hearing what you got. But before we do that, there's a question that I must ask you, okay? What do you do to set the mood for your mate to have the night of their life? How would that day start off and throughout the day? What are you doing to bring that night to, like, that big bang?
Well, we have to have that day happen first, and it's been a long time. But I have it in my mind, and it begins with awareness, acknowledgement, presence, and now the tangible touch, the laughter, the giggle, the long eyes, the acknowledgement of here's why.
And then where's for a second here? Okay, I'm back. I agree. That sounded so good. That was kind of sexy the way you sounded. And, you know, it's been a minute for me, a few years, so I tend to, like, drift. And that was getting me. I was like,
Yeah, he definitely took us somewhere.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad I didn't want to that.
That's a sense of mind.
I was just waiting for him to say poem.
Yeah, yo, that was kind of stimulating there. I was like, shit, okay, kid. I really didn't want you to stop. But it's all good. It's all good. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, I can't wait to listen to the playback. That was good. All right, let's back to a regular channel. What did you bring for our listening pleasure to me? Because you never disappoint.
I got something. I actually forgot I wrote, you know, because I am the drunk poet and I read your shit. I forget about it. This is called, it's a little bit sultry. We call it scissors. Actually, I call it scissors sultry. This is fire and art. Lazy eye. She made one rest on you. Decrepit from jump, but frogs. Fucking leap. That stupid game we play with our membrane coaxing the path to be undone. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Fucking fuck. Oh, clarity is so fucking divine. I will be loved as I hadn't truly lost false decree, or I didn't belong to me thousands of miles. I try to erase the scorn of tattered corners lost, and you're a wild knuckle blade white days I once believed beautiful. Thankfully, no, basically, thankfully, it's coming back. As I'm breaking cocoon to be a butterfly of non-broken lines, yet sinister. The same as I toe, no standard in that love's name, hidden no longer from me. I fluoresce in the dormant of what I want to cherish as fucking beautiful. Of won't you be loved by me? Yes. Yes, there's distortion. But in the counting, we can be free. Fantastic pilgrimage of righteous debauchery. Just breathe into me. Alive, we desire to deserve. Am I the turn for being smitten by a vibration? I feel excess. I submit, changing the self-proclaimed heart for a chance with you. Not unglued, but stuck on thought of you. I mark it to remark and brilliant proclaim. Let's please start anew and see what I see in fire and art. The Bakery Breeze.
Wow. That was pretty deep. You went up and down with this one a little differently this time. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. It was some expression of love and reaching almost a climax in this piece. I really, really appreciate your style because you can go in and out, up and down, with like effortlessly with everything that you do, every piece that you do. And I wish I could be versatile like that, but I can't. I can do it a little bit, but not like this. And this is I'm so used to your style. If you actually came any differently, it would be strange to me. But this was a dope piece, though. It really was. And I appreciate you bringing it to us. Siva, what you got for that?
Spittle's pieces always remind me of, like, theater. It's beyond a poetry performance. It's a whole little play within itself. And you express it in such ways. We feel all the theatrics that you wrote into it as we listen to you. You're a true performer, and I have a great appreciation for that.
That's the word I was looking for. Theatrical.
It is,
mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how you
do your pieces. It's like I can see you actually on a stage performing. That's exactly, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you for that, Eva.
You need to get me on Facebook, and then soon, eventually, I'll have my YouTube channel up, because it's the only way, you know, besides you and the speakeasy, I do anything. I do videos all the time, actually. Here on my patio and the lights right now, I've got 4 tiki torches going, my black light, my blue light, and candles and shit, and I do my videos. It's not about me. It's not about my presence. It's about the movement, the essence of the poem. You know, I'm about raw and relentless. You know, it's really not a performance to me, because that's how I wrote it. You know, that's how I feel when I write this shit. I will never fake anything. I will never be half-assed, even though, like, when it comes to work, my half-ass can outdo 3. But when it comes to my art, I'm full fucking throttle. I'm raw and relentless. This is me. This is who I am. This is my vibration. This is what I fucking do. It is theatrical, and I've been taught at the vaudeville and stuff, but, you know, those people realized back then we didn't have TV, and you had to live what you did, you know, and be that grind. And that grind is raw and relentless, and I fucking love it. And I tap in. I fucking tap in.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you're right. We had to use our imagination. You know, we literally had to put the work in. All of this, I'm gonna say this. Technology makes people lazy. And we didn't have access to this kind of technology that we have today. We had to get up and make things happen. We had to be in motion all the time. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't a bad thing, but back then, you know, we complained about certain things, but we made it happen, you know, and you came through, and you make it do what it do all the time. So thank you for that. And my diva is going to escort you over to the Temptation Station, where you can sit back, grab yourself something to drink, grab yourself somewhere to sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby, baby.
One love, one mic, yeah, citizen.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, for real, gonna love that. That's just up. Okay. Oh, we got another powerhouse coming up in here. Oh, man, this is... All right, sis, let me open up this mic.
Okay.
Hey, Quincy, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, ladies, how are y'all doing?
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is, all the time. Got excited again.
I've enjoyed it.
Yes.
I can have to find a poem, because I was listening. I've been on here, and y'all been doing y'all thing as usual, and I'm over here like, do I have a poem? Let me see.
Yes, you
but
do.
I've enjoyed the show.
Yes, you do. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well,
I like
this. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let my ask you the question of the evening.
Okay, so we've been talking about romance for a good moment here. So our question for the night is, what do you do to set the mood for your mate to have the night of their life?
Hmm. That is such a hard question. Oh, man, I think it just depends what's going on, what's going down, what energy I'm willing to put, what energy I'm receiving, what effort level exists. I mean, it just depends, you know. I've done some great things, obviously, and then there's been some times where I'm like, yeah, no, not too much effort. So it just depends what we're doing.
Yeah, it depends on what effort you're getting back, too.
Yeah, and it's a fair question, but I don't think I have a fair answer.
Well, it can be a many a lot of things. I mean, depending on who your mate is and how much you want to be engaged, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
So, Gwen, I know you brought something fire. I have no doubt.
Well, I'll do my best.
All right, well, let me adjust the spotlight and get out of your way. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Sadness sounds like, here I go again. Multitudes of fantasy, white snake me into slivers of expressions for you. Your magnificence turns my black ink words to silver. You are zinc, preventing wear or harm. I cover myself in love for you. Healing through your love while you never even ask my name. My arms around you, I eon. Our embrace creates a rewind. Sparks my being born again, a purity I'm open to you. Use your elements, paint me in way, allowing me to forever artistically drip on you. Our lovemaking temperature and temperament make Mercury move closer to sun, nothing about us ordinary. Your rising, my pressure, together we come exploding into diamond. If my flesh were flamed, walking towards you would still be the most beautiful path. I lean to you like branches reach to sky. I limb for you, I flourish. Rooted, I root amongst your personal beliefs, seek to nourish us. Script situations, ideal us onto pages made of copper. Peel back my blue layer to blacken our connection. Love emboldens us. Hands together, I pray. Here I go again. No, here I grow. With you, evolving into my highest self, prophecy, Celestine, you, me, our vibration, making our vanish into each other possible. They can't see us. They call us disappearing act. We be the 80s, gone but cherished. Only our love makes capable a whole heightened story beyond raindrops disappear or stars light. Zen and be us, even if we only flicker or flick our wrists to write. Out of nothing we came, poem. Out of your words we became stanza I couldn't end, resulting in book of love, poeming J. I decided to love myself after 40 years to allow me to properly love you, dear John. I write this letter to you because through letters and words, unknowingly you pitched me your greatness, verbing me into love. I love you like I love paper. I love you smooth. I mean, I feel about you how I felt about sharp number two pencils glide in middle school. I always been a paper chaser combined with lead that could lead me to the greatest love poem ever. Thus, excerpts to be taken on future day, walking towards you. I'll pick exactly what pieces of this letter to share, to vow to you that I'll always be whole for you and share what I hide between lines with only you. Shall you ever feel need to crumble? I may tumble but won't trip. Rather, pieces of you I'll gather because my heart knows your exact shape, the form God intends for you. I'll help prepare you in his image, put you back together, and that some Libra shit keeping you balanced. I love you. Your voice spoke to me in silence. In your first glance, my soul opened like Florida Keys. You wash over me like ocean sea. I see the worth in all of you, this very being that is you. These dear Johns been known for separation, but I'm only trying to bond with you. Dear John, kiss me closer. Let me be your last poetic closer. Coral me, remove barriers, chemistry us, let us ignite, wedding band our hands with scripture, depth and dimension, with one soul intention, our hands together let us pray. A, you gold, I intend to be all things for you, including those I've never known. Thus allowing me to best love you, I be sulfur, American butterfly, joyfully yellow, but I will bear your dark patches on my wings. I choose to know your heart, your spirit. I will serve as your shadow and streetlight because I have your back. And I'm also a dope and intelligent woman, perfectly capable of guidance too, smart enough to know nothing compares to you, street enough to know every rose has its thorn, and you will someday pierce me too, but a healing gadget will get us through. I take it slow, but will go fast for you. I will fast with and for you, submit to you, man of my restored heart. For you, I be lithium, mood stabilizing. Give you exactly what you need in any moment in the way I touch you, taste you. Never will I minimize your needs. Always will I mitigate your concerns. You create space that I must orbit within. Without you, my place doesn't exist. You are entirety, wholeness, a calm, a still, love of storm, morning's dew, hiding me as I lay comfortably beneath you, grass, softness. I might feel this need to identify with green. Simply with you, all things feel replenished, new. For you, I star. I fall daily. I love you, dear John. We are perfect blend, abundance. Let's turn this letter to vision board. Let our lust illuminate. Be lost in valley of one another. I be aluminum, non-toxic, inviting you to enjoy all my flexibility. You be silicone, shiny, dark, gray with touches of beautiful blue, metallic all over me. Kiss me, lip-free, using only your eyes. Look at me. I see you. I see you now and forever, I do. I see the worth, I do. Stop believing we don't match, we can't be. Stop believing a love like ours is questionable. Stop believing fallacy. Write me poem. Allow me to die in your arms while reading it. Baby, resurrect me as you remove your Brooklyn jersey from my body. Game time. Heartbreak doesn't have chance to score with you. You're the sole person who can kiss my neck, caress my breast, set my body to its most calm fire simply by reciting poetry. I like when you rim in and out. When you breathe, my heart rate increases oxygen. Dear John, cry into me. Whisper a song or sing your love of how my body feels on you. Your care for my heart and your healing and notice the mind through our soul's connection. Take parts of me, consume me, love me into helium. Float with me forever and ever and ever. Together we are off the chart. Periodically, let's say I do. Damn, I didn't know it was that long. My bad, y'all. It's from 2022, and it's, oh, my God, long.
It's all right. It's all right. It was a beautiful
piece. I was like,
piece.
Is this poem ever going to end? I was
aww.
Like, I'm just going to cut it in the middle. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. It's old.
It's all right. It was a beautiful
whew.
Piece. First of all, because it was like you were just the Dear John part.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a manifestation. Usually a Dear John letter stands for, you know, a goodbye without, you know, the
mm-hmm.
woman didn't have enough, you know, she didn't have enough heart to like tell him to his face. So she wrote him
mm-hmm.
a Dear John. But with this
yeah.
piece, you are expressing love and the beautiful thing that you can bring to him, that you will do for him. This is more manifestation than anything, and I love it, man. I really, really
thank
do.
You.
And I appreciate it, you know. Mm-hmm. As far as it being long, I'm used to this from you because you are one of them poets, and it's like you never mess up. You never stumble on your words or anything. You got this crazy flow. But what I do notice, as you said a while ago, that you can't slow down. But you have,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed this your last few pieces, you've been working on it, on slowing your flow. Yeah, I caught it.
Thank
I caught
you.
It a few pieces back. I caught it. I'm like, okay, I see her.
I'm trying. I really am trying. Thank you. I'm so glad.
Yeah, you got a nice flow. Your story just pulls you in line by line. It keeps you wanting to stay on the roller coaster ride. I can appreciate such a way with words because sometimes folks can get talking and you just kind of get lost in it. But now you pull us right along.
Thank
absolutely.
You so much.
Absolutely. And guess what? you are closing us out, and I appreciate that. I you know, we always save the best for last, and it just happens for us. We just bless like that. And thank you for always supporting. Appreciate you. I got nothing but love for you.
Love you back.
It's still open, but I don't know if you want to grab yourself a drink or anything, but you can. You can go on up in there, grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Thank you both.
One mic.
You're welcome. One love, one mic.
Wow. What a way to end the show. She is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Diva, thank you so much for coming through for me in a clutch. I know it was a last minute thing, but you came through as always and did an amazing job, and I appreciate you riding shotgun with me. I'm going to let you go ahead and give closing words, and I'm going to give mine, and then you can take us out with a song.
Okay. It is always my pleasure to be here with you, to share space with all the divas and the brothers, you know, of the Epiphany Network. I'm always appreciative when somebody rings me up and thinks of me, especially because I'm like the new kid on the block around here. So, you know, I really appreciate all the love I get from the Epiphany family. And just while I have the mic, reminding you that this is a Ache Well Friday. So I'm hoping all of you come on over on Friday night and tell me about what it is you want to talk about, and then express to me what made you move your pen in that direction. That is this Friday, 9:00 Eastern Time, right here where you're already listening on the Epiphany Network. Diva, back to you.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. All right, like I always tell y'all, get that good relationship going with yourself, because there in my spirit. Continue to love and respect one another. Stay safe, because the Jones is still out here messing with everybody. And with that, I love y'all. Appreciate y'all coming through all the time, even if you just listen. And my diva is going to take you out with a song. Peace.
All right, Eva. I've enjoyed it. You have a good night.
Okay.
We've been here so many times before. The key to unlocking an open door. Don't know what I put up a fight for, when your love is the one I die for. I tried escaping, it just makes me want you more. That's why I don't wanna give this up, not tonight, tonight.